A Saul Bellow sentence can be a kind of roller coaster ride, from clouds to concrete, from lofty thoughts to low jokes. He could be all at once Talmudic, Tolstoyan, and Henny Youngman. Anyone who writes for a living, as the great British novelist Ian McEwan wrote this week when Saul Bellow died at the age of 89, hears something puny in his own words next to Saul Bellow's prose and themes. His 1953 novel, The Adventures of Augie March, opens with the credo of the Bellow hero, a man who was ambitious, rambunctious, and never a mere meek victim. I am an American, Chicago-born, and go at things as I have taught myself, freestyle, and will make the record in my own way, first to knock, first admitted, sometimes an innocent knock, sometimes a not-so-innocent. By the time he died, Saul Bellow was considered the most honored English-language writer in the world, between his Nobel Prize, 3 National Book Awards, a Pulitzer, and the Presidential Medal. His novels, Herzog, Mr. Samuel's Planet, and Humboldt's Gift, placed Bellow's Chicago alongside Dickens' London, Tagore's Calcutta, Faulkner's Mississippi, and Joyce's Dublin in literary history. Chicago builds itself up, he wrote, knocks itself down again, scrapes away the rubble and starts over. European cities destroyed in war were painstakingly restored. Chicago does not restore. It makes something wildly different. To count on stability here is madness. A Parisian can always see the Paris that was, as it's been for centuries. But Chicago forces you inward to look for what endures. Give Chicago half a chance, and it will turn you into a philosopher. When he won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1976, Saul Bellow said, "The child in me is delighted. The adult in me is skeptical." Perhaps the most enduring paragraph Saul Bellow wrote is a staggeringly ambitious monologue in which his character, Moses Herzog, sits on the edge of his bed and wonders what it means to be alive. In a city, in a century, in a mass, transformed by science, under organized power, subject to tremendous controls, in a condition caused by mechanization, after the late failure of radical hopes, in a society that was no community, owing to the multiplied power of numbers which made the self negligible, which spent military billions against foreign enemies but would not pay for order at home, which permitted savagery and barbarism in its own great cities, at the same time, the pressure of human millions who have discovered what concerted efforts and thoughts can do. As megatons of water shape organisms on the ocean floor, as tides polish stones, as winds hollow cliffs.